Hey everybody, it's your crew from Alchemy This! Yay! And we have something special to say, right?
Yes!
Tonight is our big show.
Yeah, because we have a show, so it's show day, so we're all in that kind of headspace.
We're all juiced right now, we're juiced!
We've
been juicing!
Yeah!
Craig, why don't you give them all the info?
Tuesday, May 7th.
Calm down, dude.
It's today, tonight.
Today, in Los Angeles, Dynasty Typewriter, we're doing a live show, so just come to it.
We'll see you soon.
It's perfect. 8 p.m.
8 p.m.
Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that? Kevin Pollak. Was that? Yeah, I am, if you don't mind. Okay? No. You don't worry about it then, but I digress. I'm so very happy to welcome you to yet another episode of Alchemy This. Let's meet today's alchemist, shall we? In no particular order. Say hello to Chris Alvarado. Swiss Chris. When it comes to ice cream flavors, chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry, share your fuck, marry, kill, please. Chocolate, vanilla, strawberry.
I would marry strawberry.
Yep.
I don't want to play this game.
Well done, old man. Well done. Howdy ho, it's Joey Greer. Greer, Mr. President, please go away. What would Jesus do if he met Santa Claus?
Probably make a wish.
Oh, nice. James Heaney, with a name like Heaney, it's got to be good. Do you think anyone suspects you once killed a man for asking too many questions?
I am counting on them knowing I'm the kind of guy that would kill someone that asks too many questions.
Oh, so you just put that out there.
Yeah, people I mean, if they haven't picked up on it, it's going to catch soon.
They know that now. Vanessa Raglan, everybody. Vanish, mm-hmm. When your son eventually shares that he wants to hurt Joey Greer, what you going to say?
What? I'm going to say, don't hurt him.
Okay.
You. Just I like you. That. Mess with his brain. No. Way more fun, honey.
He's too smart.
And last but mud on your face, your big disgrace, singing we will rock you if you think him least. It's Craig Kakowski. Kakao, do you believe in magic?
Fuck strawberry. Merry chocolates.
Kill vanilla.
Kill vanilla.
Love it.
Ouch.
All right, let's get to our first scene, shall we? All today's scenes suggested were gathered from listeners' emails. If you'd like to submit your scene suggestion, please write to the podcast at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Our first scene comes from Josh, who wrote, "Ahoy. I have just recently started listening to the Alchemy Be Friends. Alchemy doesn't like me." Oh, he's playing with our jargon. Oh. "Or as known in social circles, it's not fair. Alchemy always gets the girls. The podcast has caused embarrassment on multiple occasions as I try to turn my laughter into pretend coughing to save public, save face in public. Just throwing out an idea here. Hired assassins in a blimp unknowingly after the same target. Thanks as always, Josh." Excuse me? Pardon me? Can I just get through this area?
Yes, of course.
Thank you.
Tickets.
Beautiful day out here, huh?
Tickets.
Yeah, here you go.
Thank you. Tickets.
Here you go.
Thank you. Tickets.
Man. Got a nice win.
I don't have my tickets.
Mom.
Tickets.
I don't have my tickets. Did you put them somewhere?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, my thank mom's goodness.
Not. Or wow. You two need some help?
Do you work here or are you a...
Tickets.
Just good citizen.
Oh, we're okay.
Tickets.
Yep. Here you go.
Tickets.
Sure. Here you go, kid.
Tickets. Tickets.
I gave you a ticket just a minute ago.
Okay.
I don't have a second ticket. You took mine.
Second ticket?
I bought one ticket, and I don't have another
Excuse
one
with me. Is there a restaurant on the blimp?
Mm-hmm. I'll be coming around with food in a bit.
Oh, you are the restaurant.
Tickets.
Boy, the service has really gone downhill in these blimps, haven't they?
I have a dad.
I'm sorry?
I have a dad.
I was just making conversation with
your
mother.
Just making conversation. The service has gone down. I remember when used to be riding a blimp felt like, I don't know, I was the Queen of Sheba.
Used to be the height of elegance.
It used to be the height of elegance. That's right. They used to have real silverware.
May I ask?
Navy SEAL. My dad's a Navy SEAL.
Where are you when this bright young man headed?
Well.
New York.
New York.
We're just out to see some sights today, yes. Ultimately, New York. Where are you headed?
Well, I'm going to stop in New York, but then head on to Boston.
Oh.
Just doing the full
Is that a real Rolex? Run.
Looks like a real Rolex.
Yes. Is that a fake Rolex?
It's a real Rolex.
I can tell the difference.
Ed. I love your tweed jacket, and please forgive Eddie.
Thank you. Do you want to feel it?
I would love to. Okay. Oh, just like I imagine, little bumps.
That's right.
Look, a cloud.
Oh.
Food.
Oh, yes.
Food.
I'll have food.
I'll take the Ruffles, I guess.
Okay. Ticket?
I showed you my ticket.
Do you have a ticket for food?
Oh, a food ticket?
Food tickets?
Mm-hmm. Is it extra for food?
Mm-hmm.
Where do we get food tickets?
You should have got them at the ticket booth at the ground level.
Can I purchase some here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll have... How many tickets are the Pringles?
I have to go get the food tickets.
Oh, blimp travel has gone downhill.
Somebody say dirigible? Oh, it's such a great day to fly, isn't it?
Beautiful day.
Yeah, gorgeous.
Where
are you folks from?
Navy SEALs. My dad's a Navy SEAL.
Is your dad a Navy SEAL?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. When was the last time you saw him?
I haven't met him yet.
Right.
He's been on a mission.
Oh, boy. It's got to be tough on the two of you.
We're doing just fine. Thank you very much.
Good to hear.
I was happy to be a single mother. We're not missing anything in our life. Oh. Everything's fine.
She's not a single mother. My dad's on a mission.
Right.
He's been on a mission for 17 years.
And when he does come home to the two of you, where will that be?
Oh, you want to know where we live?
I don't need an address. Just curious what town.
I'm not giving you our address.
4303 Ventura Boulevard.
Oh, wow. Los Angeles.
Eddie. Yes.
Oh, that's swell.
So you're going all the way from coast to coast on this blimp.
No, that's why I said ultimately we are going to go to New York. We're just sightseeing today.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. Yeah, listen up.
Eddie.
So it's pretty simple in here, okay? You just pretty much just got to make sure the pedals are moving and the blimp will take care of itself. It's all GPS now.
I can't believe that I've got to pedal this thing. It seems like such archaic technology.
Yeah, it's a blimp, man. What do you want?
I don't know. I just thought it... I'm not in shape. I can't probably keep pedaling this.
Well, you'll
thing
get in shape
much.
By pedaling, man, all right?
This is harder than I thought it was going to be.
Look, the top part of my body is about 250 pounds. The bottom half of my body looks like a pro cyclist, all right? It's just how it is, okay?
Oh, jeez. It sounded like a much better job before I got up here.
Well, Jesus, man. What do you want?
Well, I don't know. I thought maybe it'd be easy. The blimp is just kind of floating up
Kev,
there.
How many jobs can I get you, and then you just want to just quit while you're in the middle of it?
This is hard work. I'm looking for, like, you know,
we're blimp guys, man. It can't get easier than this.
You can, too. I don't want pedal. Isn't there like an automatic? Come on, there's an automatic in here, isn't there?
Yeah, there's an automatic, but they don't want us to use it. They want us to pedal, man.
Come on, Ted. Let me use the automatic. I'm tired. Okay. I'll get into shape later.
You promise you're going to get into shape?
I'll pedal half the time, and half the time I'll do automatic.
All right, because there was a whole Blimpenberg disaster, and the whole thing blew up.
Ted, man, you can trust me. I appreciate you hooking me up with this job.
Captain, do you need anything up here? Is there anything we can get
you? I want a drink.
Can we get a couple of bourbons? Bourbons?
Bourbon.
Right, that sounds dangerous.
Bourbons? Do you want one?
Well, I've had three, but y'all are flying this thing.
Yeah, right? I know, we're going to flip it automatic.
Okay.
I have to admit, it's a little traumatic for me to be on this flight. My late wife was on the Blimpenberg.
Oh, no, you're a widower.
I am.
The Blimpenberg, what a tragedy.
Oh, it was terrible.
You're very brave.
Oh, the humanity.
Oh, the humanity, indeed. You're very brave to face your fears like this.
Is that a real scope you have hanging out of your jacket for a rifle?
Yes, you need some mouthwash? Yes, this rifle scope is what you're referring to.
Yeah, is that real?
Food tickets.
Food tickets.
I just buy the food directly? I need to buy a food ticket first, and then...
I need a ticket. Food ticket.
Are you selling the food tickets?
I am.
Yes, I'll have enough food tickets to buy Pringles, and what do you want, Eddie?
Sour Patch.
Sour Patch Kids, and whatever this gentleman wants.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
What do you want?
He's been through a lot.
I'll take Ruffles.
Okay.
And I'll take an Outrageous.
Okay. Right, so that's going to be 5, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Can I just give you a 20 and assume it's even?
No, because no. Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Can I ask you, is this a manual pedal blimp?
This is a traditional blimp, but it has GPS and everything else. It's just the blimp itself was built in 1933, and then but it's been updated over the past.
How'd you
decades.
Get this job? Can I just ask? what everyone's thinking. How did you get this job?
I applied.
Right, and then what happened? Was there some sort of interview process where they saw your demeanor and your work ethic?
Calm down, please.
We didn't know each other before. We just met. Don't want this to affect the food tickets.
I've been watching this whole thing. It's an outrage. These people are hungry. You're trying to sell them tickets?
Oh, well, thank you.
Absolutely.
Is there a problem here? What's going on?
Oh, my God. It's another whiner. Listen, are you two brothers? Are you related? You must be.
No.
No one wants tickets. They want food. This gentleman would like some Ruffles. We got a Sour Patch over here.
Pringles.
And an outrageous. Just take the woman's money. Let's have it.
We need to use tickets.
Take $40. $20.
Is there a supervisor we can talk to?
I'm a supervisor.
He's a supervisor.
I can help you. Are you hard of hearing?
Why do you ask him?
Because you have an earpiece in your ear? Is that a hearing aid?
Yes, that's right. After my wife was killed in the Blimpenberg, I yelled so loud I shattered my left eardrum. And so I'm a little hard of hearing.
I got the food situation sorted out, and I found some lifesavers in my purse. So here he goes. Are you guys having some fun man
talk?
You are
a lifesaver.
Oh, stop.
I'll take my nutrageous. Thank you.
Mikhail, it was?
Yes.
Mm. Not Michael.
Mikhail.
Got it. Eddie?
My dad has at least 143
Shut
confirmed
up
kills.
About your dad.
Oh, don't twist my arm.
You haven't even met him. You don't know what he was like.
I know he has 143 confirmed kills.
We're better now.
Should be easy to get a clear shot on this blimp.
Clear
Pardon?
Shot?
I mean, a clear shot, you know, out the window to look at the sky.
Oh. I have a little PTSD. My husband, Navy SEAL. You know, I've been through a lot. Been through a lot of intense situations, and I'm ready to just glide on a blimp.
I'm gonna go pee.
Okay, Eddie.
Bye.
You can just take the restroom.
You think that stewardess likes me? She was smiling
Kev,
at me when
come
she
on,
was
man.
Able,
you talking about workplace harassment, man?
No,
that's nuts. Dude.
No, Ted. I think when she was talking about the bourbon, she said, sounds dangerous, and she winked at me, Ted.
Oh, shit, I'm a shot. Oh, my God.
What would you do?
Oh,
Ted?
My God. I'm just all in my chest, Kev. It's all in my chest, Kev.
Kev,
take it up automatic, Kev. Take it up automatic.
Okay. I can't.
Bing.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna be a little bit bumpier.
I hate hearing his voice.
That's terrible. It's not soothing at all, is it?
No.
Bing. Everyone's gonna have to put on their seatbelts.
Bing.
The captain.
His voice is almost calming by
comparison. It is. Yeah, when you put the other one first, this is fine.
No.
What's going on?
There is a problem with the pilot.
What?
There's an issue. And
so just draw a picture here.
Okay.
Oh, I see the blimp. You have a very skilled hand.
Why does that man have red in his chest?
Red in his chest. What could that be? Ketchup.
Wearing
ketchup.
A flower?
Not
he
ketchup.
Spilled something on
oh.
him?
Oh! Oh!
You're just scratching his face on it. You're scratching his face on it.
Wake up.
Oh, you can't wake the pilot? You're trying to wake the pilot?
Wait! The pilot is asleep.
Who's flying the blimp?
No.
Who's flying the blimp?
Mikhail, calm down.
I'm sorry.
Everything should be fine. We just take your seats.
Up. Why don't you even get a pilot ticket? Huh? See if you can run around the blimp and see if anyone's a pilot.
Calm down.
That doesn't feel helpful.
I should have known better to get a ticket for the Blimpenberg 2.
Where's that bourbon? Who's got the bourbon? Somebody come up here.
Oh, looks like one of us has had too many.
Come up here. Get him out of the seat. Sit down next to me.
What's happening?
His chest exploded.
Oh, my God, he's bleeding.
Just
what is
get
that?
Him out of the seat. I need
what
him.
Happened?
Lower the helicopter. Get lower. Get as low as I can, man. My son's in that blimp.
Come on, you know that kid's not in there?
It's my son. I know it. I'm going to kill every motherfucker in there.
God damn it. Hey, we're clear after this, okay? No more favors.
You owe me this one. I don't know, man. All of a sudden, a hole just appeared in the windshield, and then a whole bunch
Excuse
of blood
Excuse me.
Uh-oh.
The ticket boy just drew me a picture of a man sleeping. Oh.
He's not sleeping.
Oh.
He's been shot in the chest.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry she came up here quickly.
Oh, don't apologize for about me.
You need a ticket.
We have to fix this. Do you know what you're doing?
No, I can't pedal that fast. We need...
I take spin class. Move the body with me.
Okay, okay.
I'm sitting in blood. It's fine.
Tower to blimp. We see you veering off course.
You know what? Maybe you should answer. I'm really dead.
I'd love
people.
To.
Okay, here.
Yeah. Hello, this is the blimp. I'm a lady that was on the blimp. My name is Melinda. I don't know what I'm doing, but there was a dead man, and I'm trying to pedal.
Melinda, are the pedals in front of you?
The pedals are under my feet. I have the pedals in pedal position.
How big are your feet?
My size 7.5.
What,
narrow.
In men's?
No, that's women's.
In men's.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Add three.
Nine.
No, add three.
Ten.
You're a 10.5.
Well, it's a beautiful day at Dodger Stadium as the Dodgers take on the San Diego Padres and... Oh, what's this? We have a visitor in the sky. The beautiful Blippenberg 2 flying over the stadium. And, oh, looks like a plane full of Navy SEALs is trying to board it. Oh, my.
Get closer.
Get as close as that fucking can, man.
Hey, you owe me this one.
No more favors, man.
Oh, shit. I got eyes on somebody. It looks like Mikhail's in there.
What the hell? The assassin?
Mikhail the assassin.
Jesus Christos on a Kagomo.
Hey, can I ask you a favor?
One more.
All right. Get me close enough so I can board this bug.
I'll get you really close, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to get out of there.
I'm terribly sorry, by the way.
Oh, don't apologize.
I'm terribly sorry that I have to take your son hostage.
What? Oh, no. I can't stop peddling.
Let go of me.
No.
I am Mikhail the spy.
Oh, no. I heard about you. Ed, wiggle away. Ed.
It's not working.
Oh, my God. Are you a naval SEAL?
A
naval SEAL? Oh, my God. You just came into the front blimp.
I can't control this!
I owe you one!
Now, to make my way to the back of this blimp
and
handle business.
I'm sorry. Hold on, you can't. Hold on, you can't.
All right, what do I owe you?
You need a ticket.
Okay. All right, I got cash.
I'm sorry. You're going to have to get the ticket at the... I'm sorry, you're going to have to...
Move out of my way! Mikhail!
Oh, well, look how we have here. I got a free Nutrageous out of your wife.
Let go of my son.
He's hooked up to my fake Rolex.
Dad, I knew you'd come back.
I love you, boy.
I've been waiting 17 years to hear that.
You don't have to wait a day longer.
Oh, like father, like son.
Is it true you have 143 confirmed kills?
Make it 146.
What?
Wait.
Dad!
No!
I love you, boy. Where's your mom?
Oh, he's going to kill you and your mom to make three.
I don't know. I think she's flying the blimp.
She would.
Well, we got a real barn burner here as the Padres take a 1-0 lead
the
eighth inning.
I can't pull up!
Father and son not here at the ballpark. Oh, the blimp is inside.
Well,
it
looks like the Blippenberg 2 is catching on fire.
Oh, the humanity.
Going down like a Led Zeppelin.
Oh, man, that got dark. And thank you for killing those two whiny motherfuckers. I think
the voices alone.
Oh, man.
So action-packed.
Hey, they asked for snipers. They got snipers.
Gabe from Toronto. I recently got into Alchemy This. It's an absolute delight listening to in between classes. I especially love the public library scene because I work in one. The other day, in fact, I saw an old man watching pornography during my shift and thought of you guys. That actually happens?
Yeah.
I study theater at York University, and I would absolutely love to hear a bit about you guys getting ready for auditions as student actors. Hope you guys are having a great day, Gabe, from Toronto. I mean, me and my mom.
All right, children. Okay, students. We are going to be opening the doors in 20 minutes.
Thank you, 20.
Thank you, 20.
Is no one else a professional? Thank you, 20.
Should we sign up? Should we be in a single file line?
No, we'll call the names as they are written on the list. So okay. Just sit tight, and then when it's your
turn. Who's in charge of the list, please?
I am.
Okay.
So, enjoy, have fun, and remember, you do this for the love of the theater, not because you want to be famous, make money. It is for the love of the theater.
Love the theater, love the theater. Love the theater.
How many paying roles are being cast today?
None.
Love the theater, love the theater.
Love of the theater.
How many roles are being cast
today?
All
these answers will be questioned in the room.
Excuse me, what is our time down to now?
Still 20 minutes.
Thank you, 20.
Thank you, 20.
What are you guys doing for your two contrasting monologues?
Okay, we don't have to share that information with you.
Well, you don't have to share it, but I'm happy to share mine.
Why don't you share yours?
I'll go first.
Go ahead.
I'm doing Suburbia by Bogosian,
right?
Followed by a Molière monologue.
Wow, so predictable.
Well, for classic, I'm doing Shylock from Merchant of Venice, and modern, I'm doing Teach from American Buffalo.
Also obvious.
Okay.
I'm doing two original pieces.
You wrote them?
I did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are they contrasting?
They are contrasting.
In what way?
One is super sad, and one is absurd. It's sort of mammoth.
Are they both emotional?
Extremely.
Yeah, typical.
You're going to get this, Miranda.
Oh, my gosh. No, you're going to get this.
No, you deserve this.
I'm going to do a thing for my classical piece. I'll probably do some early...
You have to know already.
Early De Niro or something.
So you're like a grad student, right? Are you a grad student?
Oh, undergrad. I'm undergrad.
Uh-huh.
So
if you haven't prepared your monologues, you probably should just wait for the next round of auditions.
He's super serious about preparation.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we all have our process, you know.
Whoops. Oh, not a big deal. Sorry, I just got an email on my phone. So it's from backstage, and they want to do a Q&A with me.
What?
Someone backstage?
It's a periodical.
Oh, so once in a while?
I don't even bring my phone to auditions. I just want to be in the
show. I usually don't either, but I was waiting for this important...
What's the Q&A about dropping out of college theater programs?
Oh, good job.
Yeah.
I love the theater. It is? I love the theater. I love the theater.
Is that really what it's about? Is it?
Yeah.
If you dropped out, then how are you auditioning today? You can't be...
Well, this is a make or break for me. Most people know it. I had that explosion during that other play we did.
You pooped your pants. Just say it.
Okay.
Oh, you're shit pants boy.
He's shit pants boy.
Yeah, during the Pirates of Penzance, I had
Pirates of shit pants.
That's what we called it.
I wish you had been there.
Pirates
when
of
that
shit
happened.
Pants. That sounds
but
weird.
I mean, they say you know, all good, all pro, you know.
What
do they
say? They don't say that.
What's the saying?
So, well, the point is, I made national news. So I went viral.
Sure, he did.
I went viral.
He did go viral.
And so now they're going to question me about it. And if I make this play, I'm back in the school.
Taizan has his own YouTube channel, and it gets more views than most monologue
But YouTube is like a lower class of entertainment.
No, but Taizan's doing good work on there.
All right, children. Chris O'Donnell, please.
That's me.
Come in, please.
Hey.
You'll be called in shortly, yes?
Okay.
Break a leg.
Thank you.
Come in.
Break a leg.
That's my stage name, by the way.
Right, Chris, please, whenever you're ready.
It's not my real name.
Stage name, I understand, yes.
So if I do get cast, we just have to reconcile that with my student records. I just wanted a sort of like more asexual name.
That's fine. Whatever name you choose, we don't mind.
But I just realized when you said it,
whenever
there is
you're
a
ready.
Chris O'Donnell.
Okay. Whenever you're ready.
Which would you like first? I have prepared two original pieces. Would you like my more classical one or my more absurd modern one?
Let's do something from Batman Begins, yes?
Oh, I don't have a piece from Batman Begins.
Just do it from memory?
Okay. Absolutely, Professor. Poison Ivy, get out of here.
Batman Begins?
The Joker's at it again. Oh, man. He's driving me so crazy lately with his...
Batman Begins?
Batman, damn you. I loved you, Batman. I loved you so goddamn much.
She's doing great in there. She's doing great. I can hear her.
Of course she is.
And yet there you are in your cave again with your bats. And here I am. All dressed up on a rooftop in the middle of Gotham City. alone. Oh, Batman. I wish you would show up.
God, she's crying. She's so real.
She can cry. She
Miranda,
can cry.
AKA Chris O'Donnell, is the best actor in the whole department.
I wouldn't say that. I'd say she's good.
I can cry anytime I try. I'm really good at it. I just pinch myself really hard in my pocket.
Looks like I'm going to have to take this matter in my own hands. I'm going to have to save Gotham myself. And I'm going to have to put on a costume to do it. But more than that, I'm going to have to be vulnerable and strong. And
Miss O'Donnell, if I can stop you just for a moment, please. Absolutely. On the back, I notice under your special skills, it says horseback riding.
Correct.
Mime.
Yes.
And accents.
Yes.
Where did you study mime?
I studied mime at the Mime Institute of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Mick.
Mm-hmm. Mick. I was there for 3 months. Three of the most amazing, life-changing months. I met so many amazing people. Uh-huh. I got to work with some real luminaries.
Did you work with Jean-C. Nimonostromis?
I did not work with Jean-C. Nimonostromis, but I actually worked with his apprentice.
Ah, it Martin Modudujum.
That's correct, yes. We had an affair.
And which accents can you do? It, says it just says accents.
I can do all of them.
Okay. Do them all at once, please.
Give me a phrase.
Come inside. There's fruits for everyone there, but none for the children. If you want to have a little more, have it.
Come inside, please. Frank Framingney. If you want to have the children, have it.
Wow. That's very
impressive. And she's doing all of her accents.
It doesn't matter. You know what? You ever heard of the words black box experimental theater?
Yeah, I have.
Well, that's where I think I'm going. So there's no accents needed there. There's no singing needed there. There's no crying needed
there. I did a 2-month run where a homeless woman would take a dump on my chest, and then I'd have children as a choir cry in the background. Long story short, found out that that wasn't actually a play. It was just a squatting camp that happened to stumble upon.
Man. And Warren, you have done some living.
Yeah.
Is that guerrilla theater?
I'm not sure what it was called. What I remember, it used to be a Taco Bell.
Have you written any of this down? These are amazing stories.
No, these are just my life.
Wait, is this your monologue that you're going to go in there? Are you auditioning?
Of course.
Passing it off as conversation?
No.
Are you? That is so not cool.
Are you also auditioning?
Yes.
Oh, I thought I saw you walk in there earlier, but I guess. Oh,
I've just been watching and waiting.
Okay. I don't want any problems with anybody here.
Thank you
Remember,
so much.
Remember, we are here because it's about
theater. We all love theater.
Tilda Swinton.
Thank you again for seeing me. Yes, it was an honor.
How was it? It was awesome.
What happened?
You're like glowing.
No, I'm not.
You're glowing, honestly.
Tilda Swinton is me.
Yes, please come inside.
Go, Tazan. I love you.
Thank you. I love you, Tazan.
Break a leg.
Tilda, fantastic. What do you have prepared?
If you prick us, do we not bleed? fucking Ruthie. Fucking Ruthie.
Whenever you're ready.
That was it.
It certainly was.
That was back. Shylock from The Merchant of Venice and Teach from American Buffalo.
We're painfully aware of both pieces at this point. Can you tell me about your special skills?
Yes, I have none on there.
They just have escape room. That's all you've written down.
I design escape rooms.
You do. Mm-hmm. So you could, if we needed someone like set designing, if you were to make the show as a crew member.
And be in the show?
No, we can't have that.
I don't think both.
We don't want someone behind the scenes, in the scene.
Right.
Look, if I don't get cast, I want to be involved in some way.
Okay.
In any way.
Okay.
Yes, I'll design the sets.
Give me a couple of bars of If I Had a Hammer.
A couple of bars?
If I had a hammer,
he's doing great.
I'd hammer in the morning.
Oh, he's killing it.
Hammer in the evening. All over this land.
Thank you very much.
Jeez. I'm a baritone.
You certainly are. All right. Well, listen, if you'd wait in the outer room, I think we'll...
I think we'll be able to...
We'll want to see you again.
Thank you.
You did If I Had a Hammer?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
They pimped me into it, but luckily I knew it.
No.
I knew it.
Oh, my God. You are the best.
I sing that song all the time. That wasn't that great. It was okay. You didn't go flat. You didn't go sharp. You hit the notes.
You're mean.
I'm not mean. It's just tough when you're competing and you have to hear the person before.
We're not competing against each other.
That's true.
Are you kidding?
No, it's true.
You're joking yourself. No. If you think we're all going to get cast.
Haven't you listened to his last lecture?
I listened to it, but I feel like he was trying to, anybody who wasn't going for the gold, he was trying to send home.
Can we please be supportive of each other?
Yes, thank you.
What is the matter
with
you?
Are you, you're auditioning, you're not in the room?
I'm waiting to get into the room.
Okay, this is like you like ask for special
just
skills.
Just so you guys know, they're basing a lot of the audition on your special skills and not very much on your
it's
monologues.
True. Okay. It's true. They really
leave Shriver.
That's me.
Leave.
Give me one sec. I'm just finishing up my special skills section, and there you are.
Let's get that.
Come on inside. No,
I can drive a stick shift.
You can ride a horse too.
I can ride a horse. I can.
What style of horse riding were you trained in?
Intermediate.
Okay.
Do you have a monologue prepared?
Yes. Would you like me to begin with my classical or my?
Let's do something from Aliens.
because I have Bogosian's Suburbia prepared and Molière School for Husbands.
Okay. Let's do something when Ripley meets the little girl, yes? Let's do that.
My stomach's hurting. Sorry. Just give me one second.
Aliens, the first, that's the second one.
Sorry. I just meant like my actual stomach's hurting.
Right.
Okay. There you are. There you are.
Oh, it's not going well. It is not going well.
Sounds like he's bombing.
Yeah.
Well, I think
he's really putting the leave in
Leave
Shriver.
His voice sounds the same way it sounded right before he shit himself in Pirates.
I'll tell you one thing. He wouldn't be in there bombing right now if he didn't already have himself set up for a dropping out of college Q&A backstage. I mean, talk about throwing yourself under the bus.
I mean, I finally agree with you on something.
Right?
That's a weird move.
Yeah.
We don't need the cat. We don't need the cat.
I thought that was beautiful. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
What's that smell?
No, it's up.
Can I just ask?
Oh, God, he shit his pants again.
He shit his pants. I can smell him out here.
Yes. Yes, he had a question.
How long were you a chef?
You guys okay? No, I don't. Not again.
It's the air conditioning. I'm sure it's the air conditioning.
Not again.
Let's just get through
it
this.
There might be fecal matter in the AC. Should we get someone on that?
I think there is rat fecal matter in the AC.
Lee, would you mind stepping outside for a moment?
Can you give us just a second? I think he shit
himself. Oh, God.
You shit yourself again.
Oh.
We weren't even taping it to meme it.
Hey, man, it's all right, brother. It happens to me all the time.
What would be a good nickname for this one? Like an audition shit?
Let's see. It'd probably be...
Odd Shitchin?
Yeah, sure.
It's not shit great. Show.
Yeah.
Oh, it was shit a shit show.
Yeah, that's a shit show, yeah.
Well, you can do your backstage thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Ugh.
Thanks.
Best of luck.
Do you mind stepping out? You did shit yourself. Like this extended goodbye. It really hurt me.
This is kind of part of the experience, is it not? Fellow actors?
Yeah.
Real life?
I guess.
As if?
Use it.
Right?
Use it.
As if what?
That's a Meisner thing. As if it was actually happening to you. And pretend. Don't give me that O.
Oh.
Yeah, we know Meisner.
Jimmy Meisner?
Yeah, we know Meisner.
Carl Meisner?
Yeah, we know Meisner.
Yeah, we know Meisner.
Yeah, we know Meisner.
Yeah, we know Meisner. Meisner.
All right.
You knew him personally, right, Warren?
I did, yes. I shared a double wide with him for a while.
He said something to you on his deathbed. What was it?
He said, only linen. That's what he said.
Only linen.
Linen or linen?
Only linen. Uh-huh. What else? What else you want?
Only repeat my fucking words. I'm Sam from Meisner, you son of a bitch.
I know, Mime. I got you, man. What else do you need?
Only linen.
What else?
Oh, fuck you.
Fuck you, man. Don't die like
fuck
this.
You.
No, fuck you,
no,
man.
Fuck you.
No, don't die like this.
No,
fuck you.
Don't die. You don't die like this.
Don't you die like
don't
this.
Don't you die like
fuck
this.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
What a master.
Yeah, he died in his own filth. Yeah.
I feel like... You should do a monologue. You should do an original monologue.
No, they don't want that.
That's
they
a good story.
That.
I usually am trying to...
They didn't want to even hear my prepared piece.
Come on.
Honestly, they're going to put you on the spot anyway, so you might as well come in there with, like, some dynamite.
I'll do my best, but, you know.
Welcome. What is your name, please?
George Clooney.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Clinton, what have you prepared for us
today? I got a little something.
So that's your new Meisner?
A good buddy of mine, my roommate for a while.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He died in the double while we were staying in, and peed and pooed on himself and sweat out every
Mr. Clooney, everyone knows how he died.
All right.
Well, you know what? Let's just begin.
Okay.
When you're ready.
All right. Your father was captain of a starship for 15 minutes. He saved 10,000 lives. I dare you to do better. That's from Star Trek when they rebooted it.
Uh-huh.
Opening scene.
He's doing the J.J. Abrams Star Trek.
Oh, my gosh.
I have a lot of inspired.
He's more natural than any of us.
Yeah.
He's really done some living.
Where are you from?
Birth unknown, but I did grow up in the Great Plains area.
Uh-huh.
Tornado country.
And when did you realize you had to be an actor?
I realized I had to be an actor when I hit rock top, and things weren't going the way that I wanted to go financially.
But you felt that was rock top.
Yeah, and I actually got to, after Meisner had passed, I started following this circus around.
Oh.
And I'd pick up their trash and slowly integrate into their social community.
Did you learn any skills there?
I did. I learned how to pitch tents.
Okay.
I learned that human feces has many, many uses. It's not just for fuel.
Name two.
Well, you can use it to make brick.
One.
If you dry it out and you use certain pieces of meat, it actually becomes like a fabric, and you can use it as clothes.
Two.
And not only is it used for sores, bed or otherwise, but ingested through the anus again actually makes like a bread-like consistency, which can be shared.
Can you start Thursday?
Can't even tell if he's acting. It's so naturalistic.
It's amazing. You know what? I have a crush on Warren.
What?
He's like 73. I have a crush on Warren.
He's weird.
But he's a genius. You know the last man I had an affair with was
yes,
a mime.
Yes, we know.
Oh. So what?
You can't stop telling us about it.
Oh my God, I think I booked it. I think I booked it.
Warren.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh my God, let me massage your shoulders.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Oh wow, this is crazy. I can't believe I'm going to get to work with all you young people.
Oh, you're so relaxed already.
Yeah, well, I've been through enough things. I got to have you take the good stuff. Are you still here with your poop pants? Huh?
Well, I don't think you should count your chickens before they've hatched because...
I haven't auditioned yet.
Really? Oh, you're going to audition?
I've been waiting here to audition. I'm an
That's
actor.
All the time we'll have for today.
Well, wait.
The rest of you, please sign up again tomorrow if you're interested.
Oh, but I've been here
Sorry,
for...
Sorry, what was that?
I've been here for...
You had something to say?
Do your monologue now.
I shall not pass. There are times when hobbits want to cross bridges, and there are times when hobbits should stay.
You know, Stan, I'm going to get the tuna fish.
Wait.
Fine, fantastic.
Just give me one more try. I'll do the contemporary piece.
Can you have mine without bread and not want
no bread. No bread.
Ezekiel said, strike down upon... Wait, guys, come back.
Warren, you taste like tobacco.
Yeah, I rub it on my body to help me de-stress. You know, my first two wives, they worked on tobacco farms.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I had an affair with a mime, so I guess I'm pretty interesting.
He couldn't see?
I know he could, but he made other people see, you know?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right, well...
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to opening night of It's a Darn Shame.
It's a darn shame.
Shut up. You're in the back. Shut up.
Let him sing.
No,
you built the set.
I know
crew.
I just built the set, but I want to sing.
Just shut up.
I want to sing.
Your day will come, please.
Stop with my God.
Everybody, use your special skills. Now's the time.
We're crew. We're not supposed to.
We have special skills, too.
No, we don't. Only if you can see us does it matter. We're nothing.
Is that true? We're nothing.
I don't want to say it's true, but it feels right.
Look, before you open this curtain, you're going to have to solve this clue.
What is it?
Oh, the worst and the best. Warren, sexy at 73. Our last scene today comes from an anonymous listener who suggests...
I love that.
Greetings, all chemists.
As I have enjoyed the alchemy chaos, I was driving by a local doggy daycare. Thus, inspiration set scene. A mid-sized city dog daycare. Counter attendant, the heen. Enter big city wealthy woman with an exotic animal such as an emu, insisting that where she is from, they accept all breeds of creature. Following her are other people from, say, reality shows with animals such as a bayou swamper with an alligator.
Know it.
And Duck Dynasty with a duck.
Know it.
Cast.
I could continue, but you get the idea. Okay, Alchemist, yes. And not signed.
It's a bird.
This is a dog kennel.
This is a bird.
It's not going to last a day in this kennel.
It will last several days. He's a fighter. Aren't you, Artrud?
I am.
Oh, come here. Give Mummy a tongue.
Okay, well, here's the thing is I'm not prepared.
What's your name? Where's your name tag? Why don't you have a name tag? The Heen.
It's my last name.
Last name is The Heen?
It's The Heen.
The Heen.
I mean, you don't have to insult me. I'm going to be taking care of your precious bird. Do you want my help or not?
Thank you for admitting it. Allegra Dunborough. I've already made the reservation.
I just didn't realize when it was filled out that it was a bird. I'm going to have to get a special kennel. I don't know how to feed a bird. I don't know how to drink.
This attitude is not serving anyone. This is problematic. I have to go. I am needed places.
Wait. I feed it after midnight, or is it going to turn into
a gremlin? It's not a gremlin.
Ms. Dunborough, is there a problem?
There is a problem.
Thank you for coming back again.
Thank you for existing.
How's Charlie been?
Oh, is that the heen?
The heen.
This isn't Charlie.
Oh, no. Which one is this?
Charlie passed.
He died. Charlie died.
Yes.
You brought the talking one.
This is a new friend.
Uh-huh.
A beauty.
Mm-hmm. He's gorgeous.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. And I am having a little trouble with the heen.
Really?
I'm sure you'll alleviate the problems.
Well, I guess until now I've never seen us take anything except dogs.
We take everything.
Really?
All of God's creatures.
All of God's creatures?
Yes.
We're religious. Well, me and my bird.
Then we will take this bird and...
What's the bird's name again?
Well, he has many names.
Right. Which one should we write down?
Corpit.
Is that the...
I'll let him choose.
Come on, Kyle. Hi. Where do I sign in?
Yep. You can sign in with me.
Terrific.
I don't want to stay here.
I'm leaving my son.
I can't. There's no way we can take a child. We're a kennel.
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry. Like, we
I
are
have
not...
a business trip. You probably don't know much about business, but I do.
Well, it's just, honestly, they would need constant supervision.
Why can't I stay with Dad?
Do you like doggies?
Yeah, they're fine.
Do you like birdies?
I don't know.
Okay, it's going to be fine.
How old is Kyle?
Kyle,
how old are you?
11.
No, I can't see that. Like, it needs constant supervision. This is a human being.
It needs constant supervision?
Kyle needs constant supervision.
No, he doesn't. He's fine.
I'm fine being referred to as it.
I really don't think it's appropriate.
Kyle, show him your backpack. He has Pop-Tarts in there.
That's a nice backpack,
Kyle.
Granola
bars.
Thanks.
Okay.
And a Contigo container of coffee.
Oh, well,
it's Spanish
probably,
for with you.
I see. You're probably too young to drink coffee. I'm going to have to just...
I got a problem.
Oh, yes?
We got a problem with the dog kennels.
Okay, hold on, Garl. Garl, we have a new person here. Kyle is
Hi, Garl.
Hey, Garl. Great. I'm leaving him here. Thean? Thean? Is that your name?
Thean. It's Thean. That's Thean.
You can call him Thean.
Okay, Thean, I don't know when I'll be back. Here is my cell phone number. Here is $700 in cash.
We got a problem with the dog.
Okay, I'm sorry. Hold on one second.
Kyle, have fun. Garl. Give me a kiss.
Okay, I'm fine.
Okay.
Just go.
Okay, he's embarrassed.
Okay, great. Garl? Can you take Kyle with you and wrangle these dogs?
I shouldn't take Kyle with me with what's going on with the dogs.
What's going on with
if
the
I'm
dogs?
If I'm being honest, nobody should go in there.
Well,
They're fighting each other. It's not good. The big ones are winning, as you would guess.
The little ones are perishing. Garl, you're not supposed to have the big ones and the little ones together.
I didn't do it.
You didn't do it. Okay, well, you're in charge of the locks and the keys.
Can I ride this emu?
Kyle, please get off of that emu. That bird cannot
Kyle, give it a bear ride. Weight. Let the kid give it a ride.
You can't bear. That's not a bearing weight emu.
You need to really focus on what's going on with the dogs.
Girl, this is not my fault. I am front desk.
Zane, the dogs are killing each other.
Okay, I see that.
These are fancy dogs.
Girl, I can't get in between those dogs fighting. I'm going to get torn to shreds.
Hey, the heen.
Yes, Kyle?
How do you get your own nickname started like that?
It's not a nickname.
He
it's
just
my
had
last
it printed
name.
On his name tag. All of us put our real names on there.
This is my.
He requested the heen.
It's my last name.
You can't start your own nickname. Everybody knows that.
Thank you. What's your name, Ethan?
Kyle.
Kyle. Look like an Ethan to me.
I wouldn't mind being called Ethan.
You want me to put that on your name tag?
Can that be my nickname?
The name tags are for employees only. Kyle's
Ethan
11.
Works here now.
Kyle's 11 years old, Carl.
How old are you, Carl? Say 16.
Oh, 16.
Well, it looks like we just got a new hire.
All right, well, then you get to show him around the place,
Carl. I'll do that while you're sopping up dog blood in the kennel.
All right, I guess I'll have to do what I have to do.
Come on, Ethan. Let me show you how to feed the little birds.
Cool.
On the roof.
Room for one, please.
Excuse me?
I would like to check in.
You're this is, I'm sorry, this is a dog kennel.
Very well.
It's a doggy hotel.
Hotel. It's, nonetheless.
It's high end.
I would like to live here. For 1 week's time. Here's a briefcase.
Thank you.
Money is inside. Show
Excuse
me to my room.
Excuse my husband, he's being dramatic. You call a man a dog and he acts like a dog.
Woof woof.
Well, here's the thing is if I take you and put you into these kennels, you're gonna be sleeping with the dogs.
Oh.
I told you it would never work.
That is what we want to happen.
And both of you?
My wife happens to sleep with the dog every night.
Stop. We're playing a little game, and in this chapter, my darling needs to sleep with the dogs like the
you
dog
should have seen
he's
us
been.
In chapter 2, we were shoving heroin up our asses in Aruba.
Stop, darling. He doesn't want to be bored with the Fine. Details. Okay. My hand reaching into his tight, tight asshole.
Oh, sir, you are making some very disgusting gestures.
We are very
I
wealthy.
I work around
so
dogs.
So I'll pick him up in a week, and in that week, I hope you've gotten him into submission for me.
I don't know.
Oh, he bit me. You'll have to kick this dog. Kick him. Kick him, Dean.
I am not.
Theon, kick him.
It's the
kick me.
I can't kick you.
Kick the kickless dog. All right,
all right, all right, all right, all right. I'll kick him, okay?
Yes.
Oh.
Bye, darling.
Bye, honey. I
miss you
so much.
I'm sorry. Hello?
Oh, hi.
Hi. I was wondering if I could get an animal take home.
No, we only take animals from other people and we take care of them.
Oh.
Excuse me?
I'm happy to see where this journey takes me. I'm for sale.
I want to cut up an animal.
Ooh, I'm going to bed.
Wait.
I
want
to take an animal and open it up and see what the insides are.
Just tell him to go to the kennel.
Garl, that's not appropriate.
No, that's appropriate. He wants to see what's inside an animal. I can show you what's inside a chihuahua right now.
Okay.
Come with me. What's your name, Ethan?
My name is Ethan.
Oh, Ethan, you're going to love your new brother, Ethan.
Okay. No, I'm Ethan.
Excuse me. I need a kennel for tonight.
Wait.
There's going to be a full moon. I don't want to kill again.
Oh, my God. Are you a werewolf?
Oh, God. I don't want to kill again.
Listen, we have an actual special kennel for people just like you.
For lycanthropes?
For lycanthropes. I'm going to have to
What are the accommodations?
I mean, it's just bars, and we chain you neck first to
one.
You
gotta chain me good.
Well, we are.
I get real strong. I can break out of anywhere.
Oh, trust me, Garl knows how to lock you up.
I can lock you up.
So,
not afraid of a lycanthrope.
From the looks of it, we probably got about an hour and a half before he full bursts.
Yeah.
Well, that's enough time to lock someone. I only need 2 minutes to lock him up.
I know. I'm just saying, let's put
the
it on your schedule.
The cage is right there. I can just lock him in.
God, it's going to be a full moon tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be a full moon, but you got an hour and a half, and you are not
Wait,
on
what
the top
was that?
What? This is a dog kennel. That's a dog.
Probably the dog that won the big death war. There was a death war in the kennel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so the dogs really go at it, huh?
Yeah, the little dogs lost this one.
Pardon me, who do I ring for room service?
Well, there's no rings. There's no room service. You checked into a dog kennel, sir.
Okay, I will have my supper in an hour and a half at the full moon, please.
You're going to be getting a big pile of dog food in a bowl.
Yummy, yummy. And it'll Speaking of yummy, who's this young man?
Well,
get him away from me.
You should really step back. Oh. This is a lycanthrope.
Anytime someone tells me to step back, I take two steps closer.
God, I know I'm going to kill this guy.
We got 45 minutes.
We got 45 minutes before it's
just lock me up, for God's sake.
Fancy a game of chess?
I do like chess.
Great, let's go play.
All right.
Excuse me, I don't mean to bother you, but I believe my master checked into this place earlier and I was looking for him, please.
Oh, wow. We've got an extensive list. Your master, could you
he
describe
He claims
him?
To be a werewolf, but of course he isn't because it's absurd.
I don't know what world
I just need a couple of words with him, please. I know he's in here.
Listen. I know where he is.
You can help me?
He's playing chess with the freak.
Please take me to the chessboard.
I think they're just doing a sort of makeshift chessboard, because as far as I know, we don't have a chessboard
Well,
here.
It's a checkers board, and they can...
I don't have the horse.
Well, they use...
I brought the horse. I have two horses in my bag.
Okay, I'll go up to the rooftop where the piggins are. I bet that's where they're doing the chess.
Please show me the way.
There's the stairs.
I should go there myself.
I'll walk Oof. With you, sure. Right. This is Ethan, and this is Ethan.
Hi.
Hello. What an interesting place you're
at. Okay, three more steps. I'll count them because they scare me when I'm going up.
Very well.
To land it on it.
Thank you so very much. And which way to find my master?
I think you just look around for him. It's only God's there.
Why are you castling so quickly?
It's my prerogative. I could do whatever I wish.
Yes, you can, but it's not a good move.
That's my strategy.
What was that? Oh, God, what is that?
Well, we are in a dog kennel. I'm assuming it's a dog. Who is that?
Master, there you are. I looked all over for you. I knew you must have come to this place.
Oh, Carl.
Please come
Carl,
with me.
Carl, what are you doing?
Please come with me right away.
No, you've got to lock me up. I don't want to kill again.
Oh, look at the time. It's an early moon tonight.
Wait, his name's Carl? My name's Garl.
How do you spell that?
It was a Carl, but with a G.
Carlga?
No. You put a Z on the front.
G-Carl.
This guy's crazy. I like him. I'll keep him.
It's officially a full moon.
Oh, no, master. We have to get you out of here. Everyone, get back. Get back. It's not safe.
I like this.
What's happening? I like him. He's strong.
Look at that big bird flying in.
Notice how his snout is much longer than normal.
So I just pretty much just want to just drop off the cats for a little bit. And then.
This is the worst idea ever. I cannot. I've accepted emu, children, human beings. But for me to bring this cat into this place right now, it's meow. Beyond it.
Okay.
I don't care.
We got melee on the roof.
Garl? Meow. Garl, this guy wants to bring cats.
Meow. I mean, it's like that.
What?
There's creatures would like that.
The creatures?
There's crazy stuff going on today.
A guy just turned into a werewolf and knocked the chessboard over.
It's true. He was mad.
Are you 11?
Yeah, I'm staying here for the weekend.
Oh, okay.
I told you. All right. A child checked in.
Okay, I guess I'll just leave my cats at my mom's, I guess.
I don't care what you do with your cats, but you better...
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. That was perfect. The werewolf just broke into the reception area.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and ended the madness. Let's thank our engineer, Doug Bain, please.
Thank you, Doug.
And our post sound engineer and design, Rafael Brito.
Brito.
Our producer, Sophie Lichterman. And lastly, iHeartMedia, of course. I encourage you all to write a review, tell everyone you've ever met, and write to us at yourname@alchemythis.com. 2 episodes a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays. We'd love to hear from you. Let's go around and say thank you to everyone. Vanessa Ragland. Vanish, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kevin. It's always a joy.
Oh, man. Craig Kukowski.
Hey, what a pleasure.
Oh, good to hear. The Heen?
That's me. I got, like, plugged into that last scene. That's almost advertisement.
We've heard enough from the Heen?
Well, I mean, you could get more at briefnewsbrief.com.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
Christopher Rado.
Briefnewsbrief.com.
Nice. Joey Gersten.
Pleasure, 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 pleasure.
Always. Mm. All right, that's it for today. Until next time.
Alchemy. We'll be right back.